Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verse 15. Jesus said to them, "Watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions. You can't live in a blanket fort." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. In one house lived three siblings, Emma, Lucas, and Maya. And just like many brothers and sisters do, they sometimes got into fights over toys or forts or towers they built. One day, Emma worked really hard to build an awesome blanket fort using chairs, pillows, and big blankets. It was the perfect hideout. But before long, Lucas came running through the room and knocked it over, and Emma started crying. Maybe something like that has happened in your house, too. Why did it feel like such a big deal? Because when someone works hard on something, it feels really special. But to someone who didn't build it, it's just a pile of blankets. Guess what? Grown-ups can act that way too, but in more grown-up ways. They don't cry about forts, but they might get really upset about losing money, their car breaking down, or not making enough at work. They might not yell, "My fort!" but they still get frustrated. Jesus once told a story about a rich man who saved up lots of money and built up barns to hold it all. He thought he was safe and happy. But then God told him he would die that night, and everything he saved would go to someone else. The point? Money and stuff don't last forever. They can't protect anyone from everything. They can't save a person from death, but Jesus can. So, what should people think about money? Money is helpful, sure, but it's not the most important thing. Here's a great way to think of it. Money is like a blanket fort. It's fun to build, it's nice to have, but it won't last forever. And that's okay, because Jesus will. We pray to the Lord. Dear Lord, help me not to be jealous when others have more money or nicer things. Remind me that we can't take those things with us when we die. Teach me to trust in you, because you give me what really matters. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.